May the Lord's sweetest blessings of total union with Him fall on you, my precious heart dwellers. I'm going to take a moment here to explain something to you again, something which bears repeating again and again to be sure you really, truly absorb and believe it. The Lord has broken through my icy barriers and won over my poor trembling heart. What I want to say is that this, in the truest sense, is a monogamous heavenly marriage, no sex, but communion through receiving His body and blood. I want you all to understand, I as a soul bear very unique attributes endowed into me by God. And I bear that unique pattern just as if it were a fingerprint. In my Lord's heart, He also has that unique combination of attributes He imparted to me at conception, even before time and eternity began. Yes, He conceived me in His heart as one who would fulfill His needs for a soul to return worship to her Creator in a very unique way. No other individual on this earth can ever take my place in His heart. He is totally mine, and I am totally His. Now, this is what I want you to understand. You too are a unique masterpiece and combination of qualities that no one on this earth can match. You are endowed with a combination of patterns, just like a fingerprint, that somewhere finds its total completion, its total perfect match in the Lord. He created you to be His spouse forever, bringing to Him the unique joys that you were endowed with when He created you. You were the only one who can satisfy that desire in Him. Because He is God, He is quite able to be billions of perfect sets of attributes or individual fingerprints that can only be matched by the one He conceived in His heart. Therefore, He is totally and uniquely yours, and yours alone in that combination of attributes. You were perfect for one another, a perfect fit, a pair conceived in heaven. Understanding what I have just said, I want you to now put yourself in this place and receive this word from Him. Oh, my precious beloved, there are not 1,000 universes worthy of you in my eyes. You are so dear and precious to me with all your faults and shortcomings, and somehow you manage with my grace, of course, to get to me and lavish your love on me. Oh, my God, my tender one, how my poor little heart burns for you. I cannot contain my love, which is like 1,000 oceans, sometimes stormy, sometimes glistening and calm, but always deep, so very deep. Oh, how grateful I am to you for pouring into my heart such profound bliss and longing. Truly, you are my everything, and I know it not so many times when I follow distractions. And what are those distractions to me? I know where your heart is, even when you don't. You have pitched your tent in my holy of holies, and I have pitched my tent in the very pristine love you have for me, hidden there in the depths, never to be taken from you ever, rather to culminate in supreme bliss and fulfillment in all that matters to you. My precious, my beloved, I could not help but give you a foretaste of heaven and how very much we cherish you, far and above anything you can possibly imagine. You are precious, precious, precious to us. Your very name is a sweet-smelling fragrance in heaven. Do not wound me by turning my words away from your heart. Absorb them, my love. They are life to you. Much needed life, because daily you are undermined and condemned by the accuser's voices. And now you need to know the truth. Oh, my bride, how precious you are to us. Keep up the wonderful efforts you are making for me, my love. I am very satisfied with you and your heart of gold for me. Keep up the good work, my love. Yes, you will indeed keep it up until that very last fateful moment. I caress you now, my bride, holding you, my precious treasure, against my heart and savoring the sweet-smelling sacrifice you are to me. Treasure these words, my love, and keep them close by. Do read them again and again, so you will come to understand, at least in part, how very much you are loved. My diamond, my beauty, my sweet-smelling sacrifice. Amen. These words are meant for all of you, my friends. You are to him the most unique treasure he ever created, because only you, with your own set of attributes, fulfills that longing in him for the perfect companion. Tonight I approach the Lord as he appears in this picture. I walked up behind him in my mind's eye, my spiritual screen and reality, and placed my hand under his on the staff. He put his arm around me and drew me to his side in response. This is how our dialogue so often gets started. I reach out to him, and he opens his arms to receive me. Then we began to dance to the songs. Angels held a heavenly dance floor above this cliff, and we danced and danced. Having received the above words already in my heart, I was able to begin to face him. That icy outer barrier that has so often blocked his feelings for me out of my fears of inadequacy began to melt. I began to really receive how he feels about me. I began to relax in his presence and allowed him to pour his love for me through his eyes, the windows to the soul. My dear ones, so often your fears of facing him and receiving his affection are founded on the years of condemnation you've accumulated about yourself, with the liar's help, of course. This is mainly the reason why you cannot see him in the spirit. He's not hiding from you. You are hiding from him in an icy, solid block of fear and self-hatred. There are, of course, exceptions to this rule, but believe me, this is the rock-bottom issue that gets in your way when he wants to lavish his pure, heavenly love on his bride, whom he's totally engrossed in, because she is the only creature that fits him perfectly. So what am I saying here? Work through your fears about looking into the face of God. Let him melt these icy layers and receive into your heart the love gushing forth from his eyes. Understand that this love not only completes and heals you, but fills you to overflowing, so you can bring others to an understanding of exactly who they are to God. You need this love, heart dwellers. The world is a brutal, acid environment that continually eats away at the soul. Our Lord is a continual watered garden, pouring forth ointments and fragrances, repairing the soul. Find a picture of him that really moves you, really touches your heart, and put yourself face to face with him or beside him and allow him to complete your longing for love in this life. If you're too fearful or unsure to do this, simply ask him, Lord, help me receive your love.